It's about 11:30 at the end of another long day guide dog training, my third day. It is Wednesday the 12th of August 2009, and this has been a pretty positive day. Vance is sitting, half in his bed in front of me. I'm sitting on the edge of my bed. I think we're both reaching some level of understanding, I think. He seems to be accepting that I'm going to be around a bit, and that he might as well get on with me and listen and do a bit of what I ask him to do, whilst at the same time being absolutely delighted to see Delia, and far, far happier when she's in the room. This morning, what did we do this morning? It's amazing, actually, how... the morning seems a long time ago. But this morning, we did a brief walk, but the first walk, with the handle. We're driven down to the neighbouring village, and walked with Vance on the handle, tried to relieve him at the gutter first of all, and he'd been in the spending ground beforehand, and then walked along a fairly short route, crossing a few side roads. Felt really comfortable, rather like the matching visit, how I felt with that. It is a really comfortable thing to have your arm by your side, and the dog guiding. Although, as one of the other students mentioned, you do find just trying to understand the pace of the new dog, or in my case, the first dog, you do rather feel as though you must be stumbling along looking like a complete buffoon as you come along the pavement, sometimes getting slightly too quickly or too slowly, and not quite understanding all the bumps and lumps and things. But it did feel good, and I really enjoyed it. Vance is so responsive when working, which I think will be really useful when doing so in London. He's just moving about in front of his bed here, ready to go to sleep, hopefully. In the afternoon, we did some grooming. So we had a brief talk on how to use the different implements. Emma did this talk, which was very informative and led on nicely to the practical exercise. In the afternoon, I was the last to go, so waited in the lounge for a while with Vance before bringing him downstairs on my own, and then waiting outside after spending him. Went across to a volleyball court, a bit of green space in the hotel, sat on a bench. First of all, learning to do a check of his body, right from his eyes down to his nose and ears and feet and whole body. He's a little bit sensitive, as he might be about certain areas, as anybody would be, but generally it's not too difficult, as long as he's systematic. Managed to cover pretty much the whole body. Then moved on to grooming him. You have to sort of rough up the fur first of all, using something called a Zoom groom. And then continue brushing it up against the lie of the fur. And then combing it through I'm sure I'm missing a stage there. Possibly brushed it back down again. I might have to check this again. It's amazing, there's so much information to take on that some of it does just completely slip through the net. But I'm not doing too badly, I think, at remembering some of it at the moment. And then I'm trying to spend as much time with Vance at the moment just so he gets used to being with me. So we spent a bit more time outside later on our own. I practiced some of the obedience stuff with him, wandering around the volleyball net, speeding up, slowing down, getting him to sit and stand, and he was good chap, although he was glad to come back, I think, and glad to be able to spend a little bit later on. And then in the evening went to dinner. I should say actually that the food here has been really good and the service has been quite exceptional, that all the waiters and waitresses have been trained in how to help visually impaired customers, but not in a patronising way. They are genuinely really useful, kind and helpful. Just from things like reading out the whole menu to us when at a buffet, to telling us where the food is on our plates, and things like that. They really have been very good indeed. It'd be nice if some other, just a few other hotels could be like that, but it's been good. And then dinner was fine, although I don't seem to have a great appetite at the moment now. It seems to be wearing off. Had a little bit of wine and a bit of port, and then came back here. Earlier on in the day, actually, one thing I forgot to mention was that Vance had managed, when I popped out to make a few phone calls, Vance managed to get the benching lead, which is basically it's a fairly thick wire coated in plastic, which is what attaches him to the wall when he's in his bed. He managed to get it wound around his left hind leg about four times. It was very, very tight. I only realised, actually, because he wasn't making any fuss whatsoever, just lying there quietly, and I only realised after about 10 minutes in the room and was able to release it for him, and he'd managed to actually chew through it, seeing some of the plastic, leaving the bare wire. So we now have an impromptu benching lead, which is just a normal lead, tied knots in it a few times to make it a bit shorter, and then attached it to the wall. Fingers crossed he won't try using the power of speech now. Fingers crossed that he won't try chewing through it. Yeah, a bit of a tongue twister. That's it, and I'm on to go to bed now. I had a little nap earlier anyway, but definitely time for bed. It's a bit warmer here this evening. I shall put the fans back on for a bit, and I hope it cools off. So that's over and out from Vance and I.